A good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Today is not in fact Friday. Today is in fact Erev Shabbos, and we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsor of our series, my dear friends Minda and Tzipora Fishman, is Chus for Chaya Rivka Basti Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. This morning's shir is sponsored anonymously in honor of the great Rafi Motechin, and as well as sponsored by the Kamenetsky family in memory of our beloved Jerry Kamenetsky, Yehuda Leib ben Moshe Chaim, on his first Yuritzai. We miss Jerry terribly. Each and every day we love Jerry's neshama should have an aliyah. So as we always say, today is not Friday, today is Erev Shabbos, and we're here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. And one of the ways that we can do it is by focusing and leaning into the fact that when Shabbos comes, we have everything that we need. All week long, we feel what's missing. All week long, we work and we conquer and we try to control the world. All week long, we try to acquire more and more. But come Shabbos, ba Shabbos, ba Menucha, we're at rest, we're at peace, there's serenity. Come Shabbos, whatever we have is what we need. When Shabbos comes, we're able to feel that we have everything. And that's our task, that's our mission on Erev Shabbos, is to begin to transition from that weekday place of work, ambition, acquisition, to the Erev Shabbos place of being at peace. Certainly when it comes to Chatzos, now not everybody has the luxury of stopping or going home from work at Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, but those who can, disconnect. Don't look at the stock market. Don't look at your net worth or portfolio. Don't look at your email and inbox. Again, not everybody has the luxury, but the degree that we can try to extract ourselves from the week and try to immerse ourselves in Shabbos. And this is the Mida, this is a character trait and quality that we have from none other than Avram Avinu. He implanted it inside us. Our Parsha tells us, Vashem Berach es Avram Bakol. After Avram acquires a new piece of real estate known as Maras HaMachpelah, Chevron, after Avram buries Sarah, Torah testifies, Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol, that God blessed Avram with everything. The word S seems extra or extraneous. The Medrash says, the S is talking about Eliezer, about whom the Pasuk says, Hamoshel Bekol Asher Lo. Hamoshel Bekol Asher Lo. Rav Avram Shor, the great Rav Avram Shor, explains, he says the following, the quality of the Midah, what made Avram special was the Midah of Histapkus. Histapik, it means Maspik, it's enough. What I have is enough. I'm good to go. What I have is what Hashem has determined for me. Hashem Berach es Avram, Hashem blessed Avram with a sense of Bakol. Other people say, I have a lot, but I want more. Avram said, I have everything. I have everything. I have my health. I have my family. I have a Shabbos table. I have Shabbos food. I have everything. Even when a person is working to conquer and acquire more, can still feel like, as I take that initiative, but I also simultaneously can recognize and feel, but whatever I have everything I need. Avram had this Yeshli Kol. Avram had this Bracha. Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol, and he gave it to Yaakov, and Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. When Yaakov reunites with his brother Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, and Esav says, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. I have a lot. Look at what I have a lot. But even as much as I have a lot, I could always have more. And Yaakov responds, and he says, Yeshli Rav, you have a lot? Yeshli Kol, I have it all. I have everything. Avram gave it to Yitzchak, Kol Asher Lo. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. We say this in our benching, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Cain, Tita, and Lano, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us that sense of kol. Give us that quality. Give us that midah. Give us that capacity to on Shabbos feel I have everything I need. The moment we go into Shabbos, Shabbos we shut down. Shabbos we disconnect. Shabbos we can't acquire. Shabbos we can't work. Shabbos we can't elevate our net worth. So Shabbos we have everything. We look around what's right under our nose. We don't see what's missing. We don't see what we yet want to go get and have. We see that midah of histapkus. That's what the Kli Yakar writes, that Eliezer was Moshel Bakol Asher Lo. Many people, Kol Asher Lo is Moshel them. For many people, their property, their net worth, their things own them. I have to have the upgrade, the latest. It owns us instead of us owning it. Eliezer had this quality. He was Moshel Bakol Asher Lo. He owned the things. The things didn't own him because Eliezer was an extension of Avram. And he really was reflecting that quality of Avram, that capacity. So Rav Shor points out, Es Avram Bakol Gematria Shabbos. The numerical value of the words that God blessed, Es Avram Bakol, is the numerical value of the word Shabbos. He birchas HaShabbos, b'Shabbos zochen lebirchas Avram. Shabbos, we live this blessing of Avram. B'zochen leklimach zig bracha. we can become that vessel that holds bracha. Hu hakoach shel midas hestapkus, shekoach haShabbos lashpia al adam midazu. Shabbos comes and we have that ability to feel, I have everything I need. Don't look at what others have. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Don't work hard. Don't try to acquire more. All week long we can work. All week long we try to acquire. All week long we try to improve and conquer. Shabbos comes, we're at rest, we're at peace. So, chaver, that's our homework for today. Today we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos by working on our Midas Hestapkus. To look at what we have and say, Genuk, it's enough. Shin Dalad Yud, one of the names of Hashem, Sha'amar La'olam, Dai, who said to the word Dai, Dayenu, it's enough. What we have is enough. And we don't normally live that way. All week long, we live in the Bechina, we live in the space of more, acquiring, growing, conquering, manipulating. But comes Shabbos, Hestapkus. But you can't just punct. The sun doesn't set and all of a sudden you find yourself in the midah of histapkus, satisfaction, having it all. That's what turning Friday into Erev Shabbos is all about, working on that and transitioning in that way, going and entering. So let's all enter the space of midah histapkus. Let's all receive the bracha of Avram Avinu. Let's all be that kli, that vessel that can receive that bracha of the Avram Avinu to get to the place of Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol, and He blesses all of us Bakol too when we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos and come into Shabbos with the sense that we have everything that we need. Wishing everyone a healthy Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, and a happy Shabbos. Did it, I, yeah.